Good afternoon, colleagues. As you know, the Security Council this morning dealt with the situation in DRC. There have been positive developments in this region. It is highly important that efforts are intensified to seek a lasting solution in the political process. The Council this morning was briefed by Martin Kobler, the Special Representative of the Secretary General on DRC, and also by Marion Robinson, the Special Envoy of the Secretary General on the Great Lakes region. The Council was briefed about the recent positive developments in the country and also in the region, and also the efforts that need to be made on the ground in the country and in the region. It is highly important that the Council respond to the developments on the ground and to work in ways that will support African countries' efforts towards peace, stability in DRC and also in the wider sub-region. Because without peace or stability, you cannot talk about development and well-being of the African people. So as a perm rep of China, China will certainly work with the other council members so that the Security Council will effectively work to promote the positive momentum on the ground so that a lasting solution benefiting peace and stability on the ground will be reached. Thank you.
Is there a sense of when the FDLR militia will be gone after by MINUSCO? There's one of the requests of Rwanda is that this Hutu militia FDLR be. Was there a timeline for that?
The situation is still very complex on the ground. We do realize that it is not the end of the road if we work out an agreement between the government of the DRC and M23. There are other groups that are still in the region, and it is important for the Council to work and also for the governments in the region to work so that there is overall peace and stability on the ground with addressing the problems that they face, the challenges they face. Yes.
Said that after there's some resolution with the other militias, that there will have to be establishment of peace and security and in reinstitution of law organizations. How will that be done? Will you ramp up any kind of assistance?
Mm-hmm. There are regional mechanisms to address the regional problems, and of course the United Nations system and also the Security Council are working to support efforts on the ground. We know that the peace security cooperation framework for the Great Lakes region is indeed a framework for regional countries to work together. We do hope that regional countries can work in that framework so that they work towards the same direction in order to resolve the problems that are still troubling the region. Thank you.
Ambassador, is the Council going to come up with a statement either welcoming this action or saying that further steps are needed or specifying and outlining what should happen next?
The Council pays great attention to the developments on the ground, and Council members are working together so that the Council's response will be a very important message to help the African countries in this region in this process of working out lasting solutions and also achieving peace and security on a wider scale.
Thank you.
We are working expeditiously. Thank you.
Did Mrs. Robinson or Mr. Kobler tell you the status of the Kampala talks, if they're restarting imminently, if there's an agreement to be signed today, tomorrow, soon, how soon they might restart?
As I said, we are briefed by Martin and Mary on the recent developments, and we are all closely following the developments of events on the ground.
Thank you. Specifically on Kampala, did they give you any new information about whether the parties were going back to the table?
We are briefed. We are updated about the Kampala process, and we do hope that the process will produce positive results. Thank you. Last one.
Mr. Did he give any details on what militia the intervention force might pursue?
The role of MINUSCO is defined by the Security Council resolution, and that is the basis of action on the ground. And we hope that Security Council resolution is the guidance for MINUSCO to continue to play its role on the ground. Thank you.